Mr. Booth.
Why, Mr. McCollum.
Mr. Booth, I am so very sorry.
Come, come, old fellow. You look as if you had lost the blood. Not another word. Now, if you'd had gotten my eye, that would have been bad. But you didn't. And it was, well, it was splendid. Allow me to buy us all a drink.
That is John Wilkes Booth, the third son of an acting dynasty. He has set out not only to play the roles that made his father and brothers famous, but to bring to the stage a new style of acting, an in-the-moment naturalism and realism all his own. Born and raised in Maryland, a border state, a slave state that did not secede from the Union, John Wilkes Booth is also a Southern zealot whose hatred of Abraham Lincoln is nothing less than fanatical. In October of 1864, Booth makes contact with the Confederate Secret Service. And shortly after Lincoln's re-election, he determines to kidnap the president. He stops in Philadelphia to visit his sister, Asia, and there, he writes